Into software architecture. A fashionable invitation for ladies. Artificial intelligence works. Whatever errors or mistakes you might have seen simply come from companies trying to cut corners as they demo their product. The way you can prove to yourself that AI truly works is by doing the breakdown of the subject at hand yourself, and then just asking AI to explain all the different parts and give summary. AI will explain any part of anything, and it will reason about it, and then create a beautiful summary that will truly display its intelligence. That means you can rely on it for your future, and you do not need to pay a monthly fee. You can install it on your computer. It will only get faster. That means you have become an architect and navigator. The architecture is exactly what you imagine when thinking about programs. Architecture is always about your concepts first. Later, when you search through old operating systems and maybe new engineering blogs, you will form new affinities. But initially, your vision is at its most brightest. That's where all the good ideas come from the beginning, from when you start. Those are your reasons that dictate the road ahead of you. You might not have dared to think of yourself as a navigator and a great software architect, so I will dare for you. Let me show you, prove to you, how much you already know. The data of every computer program can be expressed as folders and files. Therefore, you know how to create the data models, and how to command them, how to iterate over files, shape them, and edit them. And file systems, under the watchful eye of AI, sync to databases, to object relational models, to other file systems. They do so automatically, because it's all trees all the way down. AI will write all the necessary translations for you. It will take care of the synchronization and collaboration if you need multiple users editing the same tree. When you have the model down, and you do, all you have left is user interface. With a virtual file system, you're just rendering data. You use a repeater to iterate over your virtual files, which can represent more than just files. Time and date on a computer, for example. Every time you read the file, the virtual file returns different content. Files are a very creative invention. To render a user interface on the screen, you use a repeater over your virtual file system, and then just some basic templates that the AI can again write for you. The repeater binds to the tree branches in your virtual file system and monitors the files, the values, for updates. Use soft deletes to keep things simple, and you will never be confused. And it does not need to be an HTML template, but a nested bunch of user interface components, all polished by AI. Windows, a tiling manager where you split screens in half and half and half and half to create a user interface layout and replace primitive ideas like off canvas, VBox, HBox layout containers that you can nest together to create intricate UI layouts, forms, buttons, checkboxes, and the like. So you do have a data model that you can imagine based on Windows Explorer or your favorite file editor, the Finder, and user interfaces that loop over files with a repeater and stitch entire user interfaces out of components. Architecture, VFS, all the things, proc, web dev, mount points, repeater signals, subscribe and value. It is all so simple and perfect when you give it a moment and think about it. And navigation, where you take entire architectures of entire programs, is exploration. You can dream it up, or you can use existing open source projects and probe them with your AI. Personally, and you should ignore this, I recommend you start with GEOS for Commodore 64, GEOS. It's an ancient windowing system. You can use Canvas and actually stick to pixel art. It would be wonderful. But you should probably begin with Linux or Unix POSIX, creating and recreating the best of operating system ideas. You can start with single word commands, and they were such a breakthrough, and end with Plan 9, and everything is a file methodology, and then look forward, beyond the Unix that was never finished. Maybe you can finish it. Put all the ideas together and make something so brilliant that everyone will abandon their code. In the age of AI, that's entirely possible. In the age of artificial intelligence, you are a navigator. You are an architect. Oh, what an age you found yourself into. Start in the beginning. Start with what you can imagine, and then don't stop until you reach the unimaginable ends.